Turning out of politics, looking ahead to the weekend, former President Donald Trump is expected to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Sunday. This is his first major public appearance since he left the White House. Correspondent Simon Marks joins us live in Washington with a whole lot more on this story. Good morning, Simon. So effectively, this maybe starts the 2024 presidential cycle already.
Well, that certainly looks like it's Donald Trump's intention in this address that he's going to be making at CPAC. His former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, has said that this is the beginning of the president laying plans for the next U.S. administration, that he's absolutely going to set out his stall for the future of the America First moment. And it's important, I think, to put this into its panoramic context, Baker. We've never seen anything like this before in the modern era, where a recently departed president has chosen not to remain silent and observe the time-honored tradition in the United States that the country only ever has one president at a time. Donald Trump absolutely seeking to remain completely relevant, completely present in the national conversation. I think there's very little doubt that we'll be hearing criticisms of what the Biden administration has done so far, particularly when it comes to immigration policy, but also possibly to other areas of the Biden administration's stewardship of the United States over the last month. And this is going to be Donald Trump's first major effort to convey to Republicans and specifically to the conservative movement that he's the dominant force. He wants to freeze in aspic the process of choosing the party's next presidential nominee and make it absolutely apparent that even if he chooses personally not to run in 2024, then he sees himself absolutely as the party's kingmaker.
And Simon, let's stick with Trump here, let's talk about Mitch McConnell in particular and the series of different contradictions that Mitch McConnell has been saying over the last few weeks. Yesterday, he said he will support President Trump if he's the Republican nominee in 2024. Simon, just a few weeks ago on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell was effectively saying President Trump could be charged criminally in all of these pending cases against him. So what can you tell us on this? What an interesting statement from McConnell.
Yeah, it's just extraordinary. Someone asked me recently, has Mitch McConnell ever actually met himself? Because the contradictions now spill over. This is the same Mitch McConnell who, having voted to acquit President Trump at his impeachment trial, immediately took to the floor of the Senate to indicate that he thought that President Trump was absolutely guilty as charged. Now Mitch McConnell is saying that he expects that there will indeed be competition in the race to become the party's presidential nominee in 2024. He said he knew of at least three or four senators that he believed may throw their hat into the ring in a bid to become the party's standard bearer in 4 years' time. But at the end of the day, were Donald Trump to be the nominee, then absolutely he would support President Trump as the nominee, which would, of course, put Mitch McConnell in just an absolutely untenable position. But, you know, such is the power still of the Trump name within Republican politics that this was the week when moderate Republican Senator Mitt Romney said that he believed that if Donald Trump sought the nomination again in 2024, then he would win it. And every single one of these politicians, Mitch McConnell among them, is having to find a way of adjusting to that reality, even if it means twisting yourself up into a pretzel that would challenge even the most talented yoga teacher.
Yes, very good point. Untenable, to say the least, in terms of that position. Simon Marks, live for us in Washington. Thank you, as always, Simon.